This is Radio Boston. I'm Callum Borchers. If you are 65 or older, or have two or more underlying health conditions, you're newly eligible today to receive a coronavirus vaccine in Massachusetts. But if you logged onto the state website to book an appointment this morning, you might have gotten an error message. That's what happened to 69-year-old Maureen Latenda of Marlborough.
I just don't understand. They had plenty of time to work on this prior to getting the vaccine. We knew for a long time it was coming, and I just don't get it.
66-year-old Steve Samler of Andover also couldn't get the site to work.
Everybody else I talked to in the country who's 65 and older has already seemed to have gotten appointments, you know, and shots, or both. You know, we seem to be very well behind the eight ball here in Massachusetts.
Just after 11 this morning, the state's official Twitter account posted a notice that all appointments at the mass vaccination sites in Springfield, Danvers, Natick, and Dartmouth had been booked up and apologized for the, quote, website challenges. State officials say they're trying to work out the technical issues now, so as we wait, we're left asking, what happened? Here to help us figure it out is WBUR Common Health reporter Angus Chen. Angus, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Hey, Callum, thanks.
Also with us is Boston Globe tech columnist Hiawatha Bray. Hiawatha, thanks for being here.
Nice to be here.
And listeners, we want to hear from you. Did you try to sign up for a vaccine appointment on the state website today, or did somebody you know? And are you frustrated by another bump in this already rocky vaccine rollout? You can call us at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK, or tweet us at Radio Boston. All right, Angus, let's just step back and help us understand why the state website was overloaded this morning. How many people became newly eligible for the vaccine today?
Well, we don't really know for sure because it's hard to know how many people in the state have those two comorbidities or more, but it's estimated to be about a million people when you include everyone who's over 65 or 65 to 75 and then those two comorbidities. So it's a sizable population.
And we heard a couple of frustrated folks right at the top. What else are we hearing about people's experiences trying to sign up for slots today? I mean, did anybody get through?
Some people did get through. I mean, of course, as we know from the state, a lot of appointments have just been completely taken up at different sites. But it wasn't easy for people to get those appointments. We had people writing in to us saying that they had been trying for 2 hours or more to get those appointments. You know, one person said that they had tried like 200 times to make an appointment before finally getting through. And then other people, you know, had tried just as hard and never were able to make an appointment today. So it's, you know, it's a bit of a mixed bag when it comes to who got the appointments. But it seems to be universally the case for people today that it was a difficult experience.
I see. And we appreciate those of you who did write in with your experiences. And if you'd like to chime in now, again, the number is 1-800-423-8255. 1-800-423-TALK. Angus, this isn't the first problem with the state's website either, is it?
Yeah, it has been a little bit of a mess pretty much since the vaccine website's launched. One of the main problems since the beginning has just been that there are a lot of websites for people to navigate. So it's not super straightforward or easy to find where you can make those appointments, or it hasn't been. And at other times in the last couple of weeks, people have noticed that the websites have been slowing down. So state-sponsored websites would slow down at certain high traffic times, you know, maybe when a new site opens up and has a bunch of appointments available, then there's a little bit of a traffic jam, I guess. So it was, you know, we could sort of see some of these problems beginning to show their head even before today.
And Hiawatha, let me come to you because, you know, maybe we're just spoiled by technology that works well. I mean, is this harder than we're giving the state credit for? I mean, what is the technical side? What does it take, resources, computing power, to host a website that can handle tens of thousands of people trying to access it all at once?
Well, let's just say it shouldn't be as hard as it is now. This is stuff that is now handled routinely. I mean, remember, we used to work together at the Globe. Years and years ago, this used to be a huge deal when you suddenly opened up a website to this much traffic. But in the age of cloud computing, that simply should not be the case because you literally have computing power on command. You go to your cloud provider like an Amazon or a Google or any of these guys, and they just turn it up. They put you on as many servers as you need to have in order to handle whatever traffic you've got. And this kind of thing happens all the time, and other companies and government agencies handle it. I've talked to people about this, and they basically say they just weren't prepared. We don't know at what level they weren't prepared, partly because we still don't know exactly what went wrong. We don't know if it's a matter of there being too much traffic, or, for example, it could be a matter of a particular app that broke. Maybe the app can't handle that much traffic. The servers can handle all the traffic you want, but the particular program that does a particular job, it wasn't designed for that. The point is, they're supposed to test for this stuff. This is what's really creepy. The fact that everyone on the planet knew that there was going to be a vaccine and there would be a huge rush to get it. Why wasn't this all in place and ready to go a month ago, for example? Because everybody was waiting for this. And that's a question got to be answered. I was talking to Representative Bill Driscoll, who's going to be having hearings on this next Thursday, and that's going to be one of the key questions that everybody's going to ask. If this were something that nobody knew was coming, we'd all just shrug. It's like, you know, ice storms in Texas or something kind of thing. But this is something they
right, which we've
coming.
Seen that too. Well, hey, you said they got these oversight hearings, as you mentioned, coming up. So maybe we'll get some more answers then. I will say, Hiawatha, you're dating us. In our day, back at the Globe, when we worked together, this used to be hard, but they shouldn't be that hard anymore.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. I do want to bring in some callers who have some questions. George is in Randolph. George, what was your experience today?
Okay, I started at about 8:15. And I finally gave up around 12:15. And I was actually accepted in three different sites, and I got bumped off right at the end because they said there was no available slots after I'd finished the whole application process.
George, I'm sorry to hear that. Alfred is in Providence. I want to get Provincetown, I should say. Obviously not Providence. You'd be in a different state. But in Provincetown, Alfred, what was your experience today?
Yeah, it was like I tried. I mean, I know the chairman of the Barnstable County Commission. I know two state senators. They've given me, you know, websites to use. Is there a magic website? Like, I have friends who just happened to call the Orleans in the CVS in Orleans 2 weeks ago, and the people there told them, yeah, and they made an appointment through the pharmacy. I mean, can you do things like that? But everybody's saying you need to go through this thing, and they went down and registered, and in fact, next week they're getting their booster. So my question is, what website is best to use?
Well, I mean,
Alfred,
I'm
it's
not
a good question.
Expert.
Go ahead, Hiawatha. Yeah, do you have any advice for him?
You can contact individual sites that have it, and they may very well be able to hook you up. It doesn't absolutely have to go through this site. In fact, one of the issues here in Massachusetts, as compared to other states like Vermont or West Virginia, where they've actually got one central place where you go. Precisely what's going on is that in Massachusetts, we don't have one central place where you can go. And you can go out there freelancing, looking around and finding places that might have the vaccine that you otherwise wouldn't know about. That does happen.
I want to bring another voice into the conversation. Just hold on 1 second, Angus, because I want to hear a little bit from Tim Rowe at CIC Health, because your firm, Tim, is operating the mass vaccination sites at Gillette Stadium and Fenway Park. So, Tim Rowe, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you very much.
It's great to talk to you. And for folks who may not see what the acronym is, it's the Cambridge Innovation Center. You're known for logistics and for making tech work, Tim. So what was your reaction today to seeing the state's website down?
Yeah, I think that what everyone's been saying here is correct. For whatever reason, they were caught off guard. Hiawatha, I can't disagree with you that this appears to be something that perhaps could have been tested by the company that runs the software. The software, as I understand it, is, you know, one of the few that was actually designed to register for people to get vaccines before COVID. So it seemed like a reasonable place to turn, I think, for the state to address this need. I guess they just never anticipated, you know, 2 million people wanting a flu vaccine all at once.
Yeah, but so how
Tim,
many
what
people
are you
live in
telling people? Well, right, exactly. You feel like it's a math problem you might be able to solve. Tim, what guidance are you giving to people who are trying to book appointments at your vaccination sites?
Yeah, so I heard one of the commenters mention that there are sites where you can kind of go direct and register. At the state-sponsored sites like Gillette and Fenway Park that CIC Health manages, we're actually mandated to use this software, and there is no other software. So if you there's no other way to register for vaccines at the mass vaccination sites. We're all in the same boat. We're incredibly frustrated. I heard the governor say he was very angry about the situation. I do want people to know that while this disrupted booking future appointments, this did not disrupt people actually getting vaccines. The ones that are happening today and tomorrow were scheduled last week. And those are all flowing as normal. Nobody has missed their vaccine as a result of this.
Well, that's a good point, Tim. I'm glad you mentioned that. And to that end, I want to go to Amanda, who's calling from Danvers. Because, Amanda, I understand that you were just at a vaccine clinic. How did that go for
you?
Yeah,
I just had it 20 minutes ago. Everything's fine over there. Everybody's very nice. I didn't book it today, but I did use that website that the woman who was on maternity leave created, macovidvaccines.com, and it worked perfectly. It took me under 10 minutes.
Got bad.
Well, good, Amanda. I'm glad to hear it.
It's working now.
There you go. But it worked. But it worked earlier. And to Tim's point, Amanda was able to get it done today. So that is an important distinction. The people who had previously registered were able to still get their vaccines today. But there is some trouble with future. So Tim Rowe, last thing while I have you, are you getting any guidance as one of the state's partners from the state about when everything will be back up and running?
Yeah, I actually just talked to our technical director. What he said is they're all heads down, you know, with that third-party provider trying to fix the problem. So we don't know any more than anyone else does. I will say that I've been watching it closely over the course of the day, and I'm not sure if this is going to be good news or bad news for anyone. But the Gillette sites and the Fenway sites did come live. The sites were still full of errors and so forth, but those appointments were booked today. I watched the numbers go down from, you know, full to empty in a very short period of time. So while the site clearly had issues today and I had lots and lots of emails and calls saying, hey, is this you guys? No, it's not us. But those appointments for next week are now booked, as I understand it, at least at the largest mass vac sites.
All right. Well, some bit of good news there. Tim Rowe, co-founder of CIC Health. Thanks for dropping in with us. Always good to talk to you.
Thank you.
All right. Hiawatha Bray, I sort of cut you off there, but
I was just going to say that heard about Olivia Adams' famous site, the woman who built the alternative site for finding appointments when you couldn't find them on the state website. Her access went down, too. So if you went to her site, you still couldn't find any of these state-run sites because she got her information from their website. So when their website went down, her website went down. On the other hand, I've just gone to her website, and Gillette and Fenway Park currently have a couple of slots up. Apparently, they're slowly getting the system back up. And on her site, they're listed as having a couple of appointments available, but for how long, who knows?
I will point out, if you're wondering why you're not hearing from the state in this conversation, we did invite the Department of Public Health to join this conversation, and the agency declined. Alma did not decline, however. Alma is in Somerville, and she is chiming in. Alma, what was your experience today?
I tried logging in and through the state website. She had to set up an account, and one of the questions they asked her was, what time zone are you in? I'm like, what? There's one time zone in Massachusetts. What does it matter? In the meantime, I was on the phone. I got put on hold for 8 minutes. 15 minutes later, they said the wait time is 14 minutes. I put up for a callback. We're still waiting for a callback. I'm wondering, why didn't the state contact Harvard or MIT to see if they could help us set up a website? Because it's purely dumb luck, and it's very frustrating. And I'm thinking, who's in charge here? I mean, it's just been a phenomenal mess in a state that's supposed to be really smart. My friend in Alabama was able to get a shot set up very easily last week with no trouble. And I'm wondering, what is going on in this state?
Alma, thanks for the ring. We can hear the frustration in your voice. And yeah, with all due respect to Alabama, Hiawatha, I mean, she makes a good point because this is Massachusetts. We are a healthcare hub. We are a technology hub. And so as Alma's saying, why didn't we call up Harvard or MIT? I mean, there is something particularly frustrating, I think, for our residents, right?
No question about it. I mean, I've written about how West Virginia picked up the phone and called a company in Massachusetts called Everbridge. And in 2 weeks, they built them a system for doing this. This is something that Massachusetts companies do. Today I talked to Akamai out in Cambridge. They have an entire package of software that they created just for dealing with COVID vaccine, and they're starting to market it to other state and local governments. So we, right here in Massachusetts, have companies that are making solutions for this, and I don't know why we're not using them. I just don't know.
All right. Tom is in Truro. Tom, how did it go for you today?
Hello.
Hey there, Tom. You're on. What was your experience trying to get an appointment today?
Well, mine was like the first callers. I started at 8 and I gave up at 12. What I found is that Gillette, there would be one availability on one day and two availabilities on another. Oh, boy. And you go through after about 15 tries, I would be able to put in the first page of data. Then there's a second page of data, and then I'd be knocked out with an error. And I'm going, number one, why do you have to fill out two pages of data, detailed data, insurance, and blah, 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 just to make the appointment? You should be able to streamline it to make the appointment first and then get a follow-up where you give them your insurance data or your Social Security number and all that stuff. As long as you qualify for the age group or the occupation group, you ought to be able to register, then give them the data. That makes registration very simple, and then you can give them whatever information they need at your leisure and their leisure. Number two,
sure.
I
got
don't
it, Tom. Thank you. I'm going to stop you there
open.
And just take it back because I want to get some thoughts from Angus Chen on this. Because Angus, you can hear the frustration from Tom there, and even though he didn't get through, I think he makes a good point that he was, by my math, there he was online for like 4 hours straight, refreshing and trying right. over and over again, and that's a tough experience. But if you have, not everybody could even do that, right? I mean, this sort of goes back to some of the inequality issues we've been discussing when it comes to the vaccine rollout. If you were able to sit by your computer and refresh and refresh, maybe you got through. But if you were on your way out the door this morning to your shift as a grocery store clerk, you needed the website to work immediately, the one time, right? And if it didn't work for you, then you didn't have the luxury of sitting at your computer and refreshing over and over.
Yeah, absolutely, Callum. I mean, this kind of gets back to a lot of the equity issues that have plagued this pandemic since the start. I mean, if you are someone who works an essential job, someone who needs that job to survive and pay your bills, you don't really, you can't just sit by and hope that the website is going to work sometime for you in the next 4 hours. You know, you need it to work for you, like in the hour before you leave for your shift. And the fact that it wasn't working this morning means those people didn't get the opportunity to sign up. And others did, you know, others who had a little bit more privilege, others who had, you know, maybe a better internet connection were able to get those appointments. And I do think that's really unfortunate.
It's a great point. And while we have just a couple of minutes left, I do want to squeeze in one more caller. Peter is in Newberry. Peter, what was your experience today?
Well, I was on for about from 7:55 a.m. until about noontime, and it was incredibly frustrating. I mean, this is a system that is completely upside down. I just don't understand. We have, Medicare has a database of every single person over the age of 65. Why are we not just using that to allocate slots to people? Why aren't we doing a system where we say, you know, everybody whose last name begins with A through D, you know, call in this week, next week it's E through L, et cetera, just to, because it's a totally anticipatable problem, but it's upside down. We should be using the data that we have, the databases of patients that we have in order to get people vaccinated.
Sure. Peter, I'm going to take it back from you there because we're a little bit tight on time. But Hiawatha, I just want to get your closing thought on that point, because I think what Peter's getting at there is he says, oh, we got this Medicare data that we could use. But what we see is this sort of decentralized rollout. I'm not sure how much local, state, and federal programs are coordinating with each other, right? Medicare is a federal program. These local rollouts may not know what that data is.
They probably don't. And that's an even more – but, of course, that raises whole entirely different issues about, you know, how you safely combine people's personal medical information. And that raises all kinds of privacy issues. And so layering that on top of the situation might conceivably make the matter even more complicated if they figure out how to do this without possibly jeopardizing patient privacy. Because some people argue that we should keep the virus, or rather the vaccine, as an isolated situation where the data on that is kept separate from other personal medical information so as to protect user privacy. And you could do that in a safe and efficient way. It's possible. They just haven't done it.
Sure. Well, that's Hiawatha Bray, technology columnist for the Boston Globe. Thanks, as always, for your time.
Well, thank you very much.
Also with us was WBUR's own Angus Chen. Thanks, Angus.
Thanks, Callum. Good to be here.